This is Weekend Ozarks at Large. This week, three of the first African-American men to play football at the University of Arkansas shared some of their playing days stories at the University of Arkansas Library. It was an event created by the Washington County Historical Society to celebrate the donation of historic photographs of Razorback Stadium to the library. Monday afternoon, a few hours before the panel discussion took place, the three athletes, Bryson Manor, Johnny Metters, and Dennis Winston, met with reporters to talk about being recruited in the early 1970s to the university. Bryson Manor grew up in South New Jersey, played for the Razorbacks in 1973 and 74, after a couple of years at a community college in Kansas. He was asked Monday if he felt like he was a pioneer during his days in Fayetteville, when black athletes on campus were few.
Being honest with you, no. Because I was trying to get do what I needed to do in junior college to go to the next level.
He says there had been racial tension at his New Jersey high school, so he was familiar with the dynamic. He says his immediate goals of playing football and becoming good enough to move on to a professional football career would have been damaged by paying too much attention to the fact that most of the people around him in Fayetteville were white.
It was all about us trying to win as a team. You know, once you start playing team play, you ain't got time to think of black and white. You know, if you think of black and white and you're across the guy on the other side of the line from you and he's 6'5 and he's 280, you know, I think you need to get real focused real quick.
Yeah.
All right? So, you know, and once you get be a part of a team, it black and white don't even come into it. Is that, you know, I'm going to have to do what I need to do in order to see if I can get a starting position to where I can play. So if there's a white guy in front of me or a black guy in front of me, it makes no never mind. I got to do what I got to do. And that's what it all came down to, not only on the football field, but also in the classroom.
He would continue to play football professionally, playing for the famed Orange Crush edition of the Denver Broncos in 1977 that won the AFC Championship and appeared in the Super Bowl. Dennis Dirt Winston was a freshman in 1973 and became a star player for the Razorbacks and later one of the most popular players in Pittsburgh Steelers history. He's currently an assistant football coach at the University of Arkansas Pine Bluff. He says he recalls his days at the university fondly, though he does remember a culture shock-induced bout of homesickness.
I had a ball. I had a ball. There were times when I stood out on the balcony and said, they cried and say, look over those mountains and say, God, I wish I was back home. I was 5 hours in Arkansas from home. So, you know, and being from the Delta, it was totally different. When you pass Little Rock, you saw no more black people.
Yeah.
And I was like, God. And then, you know, but when I got here, I met a girl, so everything got all right.
You heard a teammate of Winston's and still a close friend of his laughing there. That's Johnny Metters. He came to the university in 1973 from his small hometown in Louisiana. And he says even as a teenager, he thought he was helping change things in Fayetteville.
I'll be honest with you, I did. You know, because that was one of the questions that I was asked by a lot of my people at home was, why did you choose the University of Arkansas? There aren't any black players there. Point blank, that's what they said.
It was three.
Okay, well, they still didn't count them, okay? Because all they could see was just one on the
top. Ivan, and Roland.
That's right. But, you know, my hometown, you know, people that not much on the University of Arkansas, it's all LSU.
Exactly.
Wearing that purple and gold.
LSU didn't have any black players.
Yeah, we're not going to even talk that because they could have had black players, but they didn't recruit him. Okay, but anyway, my response to him was, no, there are not a lot of black players up there. But now there's going to be another one that's going to be me. And I informed that sometimes you have to look beyond yourself. I said, because by me accepting this scholarship, it's going to open up the doors for a lot of other kids who possibly wouldn't have that chance if someone didn't take the chance to go there. So I came in, did what I was supposed to do, which was to fit in, help out where I could, do the best I could, take my abilities and walk with it, and let my image be seen by some other kids that is all positive, that you can go anywhere you choose to go and be successful at doing it. Just because you're in the, quote, minority when you get there, you're not.
Dennis Winston says the black athletes recruited to campus in the early 1970s were told that, for their own safety, there were places in Northwest Arkansas they should avoid, places that might not be as welcoming. He and Johnny Metters say they took that advice but adapted it.
And, you know, we were told that there were places to go and places you couldn't go. And I don't go where I want to go.
That was exactly what happened.
You know, I didn't care what you said. I'm going somewhere. You know, I'm not going to just sit in this dorm, you know, and we did that, you know. But we traveled in packs, though.
You know, because the thing was, the group that came up in 73 was a group of kids that had dealt with and believed and had been informed that you can do whatever you choose to desire to do. So there's no reason to hang yourself up on what you can't do when you should be focusing on the things that you can do. So if you sit over in a corner, that's your choice. But you need not sit in that corner when there's a whole world out there waiting on you.
Bryson Manor, the player who grew up in South Jersey and attended community college in Pratt, Kansas before coming to Fayetteville, liked his experience enough in Arkansas that after his pro football career, he came back to the state to stay and pursue his career after football.
I just kind of fell in love with the state and always came back to Arkansas. It wasn't a big thing for players to live in the same town that they played.
Bryson Manor says he takes his role as a Razorback pioneer in stride. He says the impact he and the other early African-American athletes had is most evident when he talks with the black players that played for Arkansas in the generations since his time. He says they tell him that he helped blaze a trail that allowed them to play at Arkansas or other Southern schools.
So somebody had to start somewhere, all right? And I'm a proud person to say I'm glad I started here. You know, because I talked to George Stewart. We talked on several occasions. He's the receiver coach for the Minnesota Vikings. And George said, hey, look, if it wasn't for you, I wouldn't have had an opportunity to play here. And that's what some of the other guys, you know, say. You know, y'all guys coming through, we watched y'all. Gave us an opportunity to develop our game. And then when the University of Arkansas came and knocking on our door, you know, we're playing for our home state. And most guys in the state would love to have the opportunity to play for their home state. Doesn't always work out, all right? But it worked out for him. You know, he had an opportunity to come here and play ball. I'm pretty sure, like Leotis Harris, and when he came in the following years, and some of the other gentlemen that came, saw that we were up here and decided, you know, why go out of state when we can go play for the University of Arkansas right here in the state? And a lot of athletes came up from Arkansas, Little Rock, and surrounding areas on that. And then guys started coming in, like Ike Forte. He's been recruited. Well, Ike said, you know, he came up here on his visit, and the fact that he saw us here and bonded with us and wanted to try to do something that, you know, that nobody has done before.
Dennis Winston says the athletes who came to the university together in 1973, black and white, hung out together, something that surprised some of the older players. He says that class remains close.
I think all of us knew then that, hey, we were starting something here. And now I look around and look at everything now, and it's like, whoa.
We came up here. We didn't have a set mind of what it was supposed to be like. We had a set mind of what it was going to be like. It was going to be our world. We were going to be in this world, and we were going to live. We were not going to crawl up in a corner and just stay there. I mean, because why put restrictions on ourselves? We never had them.
Johnny Metters, Dennis Winston, and Bryson Manor were in Fayetteville earlier this week to participate in a panel discussion about the early days of integrating the University of Arkansas football team. That discussion took place inside Mullins Library on the University of Arkansas campus and was sponsored by the Washington County Historical Society in celebration of the donation of historic pictures of Razorback Stadium to the library. Their comments were recorded Monday afternoon in discussions with reporters prior to that night's panel discussion.